winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to The Flash, Season 4, Episode 19, Recap. This one is about Team Flash transporting the Metahuman Meltdown to a safer place to get him away from the wall. They transport him to August, or they want to transport him to August. But they can't transport him safely without taking a chance of him blowing up. So they need a way to keep him caught. They, A, get rid of a suit, obviously. You try it, but as a contingency plan, they get Citizen Court Leo from Earth-X. Perhaps. So they get him, but while they're getting him, he was in the middle of a battle. So, with Simon X, yes, they have a black Simon under X. Wait. So, they bring Leo back, but they have a little snowy. Black Simon is. If X7 is with them, so they do a meetup, they go over the plan, they elect the plan, but he wants to make sure everybody's head is in the game because they just lost their comrade and Ralph Dibney. Everyone says they're okay, maybe gives a good speech. Leo doesn't mind, but he goes along with it. So they go on route. While they're on route, the fool finds him. They have a nice little fight. The fool calls him Rookie. And Ralph's voice, that was kind of cool, I guess. They find the tuning fork on him from last week, but it doesn't work. The fool uses his new elastic powers to Pocket and what else? While there, Black Simon shows up, she kidnaps a Luke man and Joel. They go to CCPD, she holds them hostage, Team Flash finds them. Vivian has a little freak out moment before she captures them, her, and they finally get Melting Point to August, but that's exactly where the world wanted him. Why, we don't know yet. I think we'll find out soon. Like, all that is going on, Harry is freaking out because he realized the thinking cap and Dark Matter is making him dumb and taking away his brain cells. And he won't tell anybody at first, and Sicko wants him to build him a helmet so the two of them could recover each other. At first, Harry's not okay, but when he has it to him, it malfunctions. He says because they didn't have a part, but in reality, Harry took a part away from the helmet. So it wouldn't work. When the signal found out, he got angry, but then he was only protecting him. He told the signal what's going on. Now they tell him, we can find out if there's a way to kill him. At first, Harry starts to leave, but the signal tell him, no, don't leave. We need you. You're part of the team. But since you know you have to tell the team, he says he will, but he's not ready. Yeah, so there's that storyline. And Barry goes to therapy because throughout the episode, Barry says, no, he's fine, he's not gonna go well, but in reality, he blames himself. He's sorry he never told Ralph how proud he was for changing his life. So yeah, by the end of the episode, Barry starts to grieve, he loses it. He realizes he needs therapy, he needs to find it within himself to grieve. So yeah, really good, solid, average episode. I give it a B minus C plus. It's a good, solid episode. I think that just sums up this season mostly. Some good, some bad. And I think there were some good character moments. So yeah, that's the Flash. I'll be back Friday to talk a little ill. Also on Friday, keep an eye out for my review of Infinity War. I'm seeing it Friday morning, people. That's right. And I'm not here talking Marvel, I'm talking DC for tonight. And that's a fresh recap. Until next time, this is Ben. Bye.